You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour podcast with me, Alex Mearns. Yes, yes, and yes, it's so good to be back in your ears. That sounds weird, but you know what I mean. Is life good? I sincerely hope it is. I'm trying my hardest to remain positive, despite Leeds losing to Millwall. However, my seven of the best standards are back up to where they belong. Average, average to good. I'm back into the high teens, scoring-wise. How was your game week? Good, bad, or was it ugly? I hope it was a top one. I sincerely hope it was a good one. This podcast, we are going south. Very, very south. We are pulling up at St Mary's to count down the seven of the best from Southampton Football Club. Last week, we crowned Jimmy Greaves as Spurs' greatest ever player. I would just like to take a second to thank every single Spurs fan who listened to that podcast. We got some absolutely incredible reaction from you lot. Everyone at 7OTB was happy I put Ledley King into the list. I don't think I would have lasted too much longer creating the 7 of the Best podcast if I hadn't have had him in. Big thanks and love goes out to Mandy Shigo for sharing the podcast with her Spurs Facebook page as well. Big, big love for that, Mandy. If you don't have a clue what goes on in these pods, let me give you a rundown. Each week, we'll be going through different clubs up and down that sexy football land and deciding who were the seven of the best from that particular club's history. And this week, we have landed on the South Coast. The reason I give you these exceptionally exciting pods where we count down the seven of the best is because this podcast is kindly sponsored by the greatest game in the land. That game is 7OTB.com. If Carlsberg made football games, they would have probably made 7OTB. 7 of the Best is a free-to-play game where you pick your 7 of the best predictions from the 8 top football leagues in this very country. 5 wins, 1 banker, which is the team you most strongly feel will win that game week. Most people pick Man City, and 1 draw. You lucky 7OTB players battle each week for 250 quid in the individual prize and 700 quid in the team cash prize. And we all, I like to do this voice now, and we all go to war to try and win the £1 million 7OTB has on offer if you get 7 of the best 4 game weeks in a row. Every week, I like to think of one new thing I would spend my £1 million on. This is the bit where I go a little bit stupid. You always go stupid, Alex. Okay. This week, I put all my money in a bank account. It's sitting there. I'm going to have a year off work. You don't do that much work anyway, Alex. Okay, but I'm going to have a year off work. I'm going to order Domino's pizza every single day. And I'm just going to sit in my Calvin Klein's and watch every single Arsenal fan TV video giggling whilst eating my pepperoni pizza. What a life. Anyway, what's coming up on the podcast? We'll be picking our 7 of the best players to ever play for the Saints. We'll be giving you the opportunity to pick your 7OTB Southampton players via At The Football Hour. I'll be showing off, yes, you heard it right, about how I did relatively well on the game last week. Why are you showing off? You didn't do that great. Okay, moving on. We'll have a gander at how Ledley King's legends got on, and we'll see what are his key talking points from last weekend. Ledley has some very, very kind words to say about Mr. Aguero. No, don't do it again. Then we'll be walking you through my predictions for week 26. We are flying through the game weeks, and I'll be telling you how to get your predictions in by 2:45 on Saturday, the 27th of January. But first, football friends, let's kick off this podcast by counting down the 7 of the best Southampton players ever. This podcast will certainly not be mentioning the likes of Jason Yule, Andres Jakobsen, or Ali Dia. Dia is a player I want to talk about. He somehow managed to convince manager of Southampton, Graham Souness, that he was the cousin of FIFA World Player of the Year and Ballon d'Or winner George Weah, which led to him signing a one-month contract with the Saints days later, and Dier played one match in his short spell at the club. He came on as a sub in a league game, but was then subbed in the same game. He was released 14 days into his contract and Graham Souness hung his head in shame. Maybe I should do that at Leeds. I'm the cousin of Gordon Strachan, but you don't have ginger hair. Oh yeah, that could be a problem. Right, we're moving on. What are we doing? We're not going to be focusing on them rubbish players that have played for Southampton. We're going to be focusing on the cream of the red and white crop. So we'll start from a seven and work our way to the best player to ever play for the South Coast Club. Here we go. At number seven, Alan Shearer. Played for the Saints from 88 to 92. 158 appearances, 43 goals. What a silly bugger. If he'd only stayed with the Saints, who knows what he might have achieved in his career. But anybody who marks their professional debut with a hat-trick, as Shearer did against Arsenal in 88, is likely to prove something special. And so it was with the lad who used to clean the boots at the Dell. Shearer was only 17 on his debut and he matured at Saints until sold to newly promoted Blackburn for a then British record fee of 3.5 million. But it was still a bargain, and he refused to join Manchester United, which amused everyone at the time but Sir Alex Ferguson. He was a good Saints player, but he went on to be a great, great player. At number six, Peter Shilton. 242 appearances. Shilton seems to make every list I do at the moment. Did you know that Shilts earned more caps for England playing for Southampton than with any other club? Yes. That includes Nottingham Forest. At Leicester City, he actually scored against Saints and for Forest played against Saints in 79 in the League Cup final before coming to his senses and leaving the former European champions to join Southampton in 1982. In the McMenemy All-Stars team, Shilton reached an FA Cup semi-final and finished runner-up in the old First Division. There's not much else to say about Shilton. Saints had England's number one at his peak and during their best ever league campaigns. No coincidence there then. Number five, Mr. Terry Payne. 811 appearances, scoring a massive 187 goals. A fluke, I think. It was a punt by Campbell Forsyth. And as it was coming, I read it. Everyone might miss it. I've got on my bike early. And it bounced. It bounced over the top of them. And I just headed it in and stuck it in the back of the net. There have been many more spectacular goals in Southampton's history. But few more significant as Payne's header that earned a 1-1 draw at Leyton Orient, thus elevating them to the old First Division for the first time in 1966. Payne was already an England regular, about to appear in the World Cup finals, and as a Hampshire boy, he had remained loyal to Southampton. He went on to win 10 caps for England and to break all club records, making, as I say, 811 appearances. He was a superb winger who could land a ball on a sixpence. Sounds a lot like me. Number four, Alan Ball. 234 appearances, just the 13 goals, but Shannon, Keegan, Ball. It still amazes some Saints fans that Southampton had such a stellar lineup 3 decades ago. Football and fun was all their creed, with a bit of horse racing thrown in. McMenemy used to joke that training sessions were built around the horses for their benefit. Ball loved the club so much he had 2 spells as a player and then returned as manager. He first joined in 76 from Arsenal, despite offers from several top-flight clubs. He said, "I reckon McMenemy and myself were the only 2 people convinced I'd done the right thing," he said in his autobiography. But he helped to get Saints promoted, missing just 1 of the 42 games in the 77-78 season, and bringing on the silky skills and vision of Steve Williams. The second spell were the magic C, K and B years, when Saints topped the old division for the first time. He left aged nearly 38, only to return as manager, bring Lettice back into the team, who had fallen foul of Ian Dunderhead Branfoot, and save Saints from relegation. Apart from Ted Bates, no other player slash manager had such an impact on Saints. And while he is claimed by Everton, he was also one of the Saints. Watching Saints against Charlton the weekend before he died, aged 61, the turnout for his funeral at Winchester Cathedral was immense. Number 3, Ron Davis. 277 appearances, a massive 153 goals. When Sir Matt Busby was asked for his opinion on Davis, his response was simple: the finest centre-forward in Europe. Wow. Davis was twice top goalscorer in the old First Division during the 60s, and his tally of 37 league goals for the Saints in 66-67 has not been bettered since. Between 66 and 69, he scored 90 times in 123 league games. That quote from Busby came in August 69 on the back of a stunning 4-1 victory for Saints over his United side. Guess what? Davis scored all four. As a result, United lodged a then massive £200,000 bid, which was turned down by the Southampton board. A big but gentle giant, Davis was useful on the ground, but it was in the air where he inflicted most damage. Although, in Terry Payne and John Seidman, he was lucky to have two fine crosses of the ball. He also had a neat little sideline in the days before the Megabucks pay packets. He was a talented artist, and his caricatures of his teammates would be sold in the club shop and appear in the Southampton Echo. Number 2, Mick Shannon. 602 appearances, 228 goals. Shannon was the backbone of the club in the 70s. He was there for the FA Cup final in 76, the first European excursion, and gained 48 caps for England in his golden period of 72-77. His arm-waving windmill goal celebration was copied by every boy on Southampton's playgrounds, and his permanent enthusiasm and straight-talking wed him to fans. He was Saints' top scorer for 7 consecutive seasons, and his testimonial 2 days after the cup final sparked jubilant pitch invasions as a widely overpacked Dell continued the weekend celebrations. It was one of the most special nights at the Dell. Shannon was to move to Man City the following season, but returned to the Dell for 3 more years in the top flight. He may love horses, but he still passionately loves the club, and he is adored by the Southampton fans. Here we go. Finally, Southampton Football Club's greatest ever player, Matthew Letissier. 541 appearances, 210 goals, most of them absolute worldies. Saints are known for 3 types of players: old pros, which end their career, like Peter Osgood, Rodriguez, George, Watson; the academy kids sold on to balance the books, Walcott, Wayne Bridge, Alan Shearer, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, and the loyal one-team players, of which Matthew Letissier was the biggest. The boy from Guernsey was simply Saints' biggest ever class act. He could have gone on to Spurs or half a dozen of other leading clubs, but stayed at Saints, a priceless act of loyalty that undoubtedly saved the club from relegation several times over. He missed only one penalty in his entire career, scored an extraordinary amount of goals, just ask the Newcastle fans, and like Shannon, played for fun with a huge smile on his face. Work ethic managers like Branfoot missed the point of Letissier. Scared managers like Glenn Hoddle daren't risk him for England, but smart managers like Alan Ball told his players to fetch the ball and just put it at Letissier's feet. He was repaid many times over. He was Le God, revered by fans. And the last goal ever to score at the much-loved Dell was inevitable, one of his specials. Twisting impossibly to volley the ball into the corner in a 3-2 defeat of Arsenal. Simply the best. He is the Football Hours and 7OTB's greatest Saints player. If you do not agree with my selections, my 1 to 7, tweet at the Football Hour using the hashtag 7OTBSaints with your 1 to 7. There we go. The countdown is over. Now we are on to 7OTB.com matters. The geezer in charge at 7OTB is the former Spurs captain and England centre-half Ledley King. And Ledley does a little news article called 7 Talking Points from the last weekend's games. You can read the full article online at 7OTB.com. Since retiring, he likes to keep us, players, informed with his opinions on the latest football results and transfer. This week, Ledley was talking about the main man at Man City, Sergio Aguero. This is what Mr. King had to say. Aguero's hat-trick against Newcastle on Saturday took his tally to 20 goals for a fifth successive campaign, despite missing 5 games through injury. His season has been something of a mixed bag so far, but he's now just 9 goals away from becoming the first City player to reach 200 goals, and he appears to be back to his best after dismantling the poor Toonside at the Etihad. I would love to have seen the battle between prime Ledley King and prime Aguero. What a matchup. As well as writing us website articles, Ledley likes to get involved with the playing of 7OTB, like we all like to do. He has a pretty cool team on the game, probably the coolest team on 7OTB. The players, the 1-7, are Paul Robinson, Sean Wright Phillips, Titus Bramble, Jermaine Genus, Robbie Keane, Peter the Legend Crouch, and Sir Ledley King, geezer in charge at 7OTB. The Legends, they are called, Ledley's Legends, netted a massive, I think, 84 points this week, but did not make the top 30 in a high-scoring week. Yes, even I scored high. Titus Bramble managed to bag an impressive 21 points. Well done, Titus. While Jermaine Genus grabbed 18, none of the boys earned fewer than 13 points, which is really, really impressive. If you want to set up a team like Ledley has done with his mates, you can go to Manage My Team section on 7OTB and send your mates an email or WhatsApp invite. If you're the team that gets the highest points that game week, guess what? You win 700 quid to share between you. Enough of Ledley and his Premier League Legends team. I want to talk about the upcoming and last game week. Here we are with my results last week. Are you ready for this? A massive 18 points. Get in, Alex. If there was someone else in this booth, I'd high-five them, because I think that's pretty impressive, because I scored single digits the week before. Listen to this. I got a lot of results right. I think I got 6 results out of 7. I predicted Man City would win. They were my banker. Then I had home wins for Arsenal, Leicester, Villa. Who else have I got? Home win for... Nah, I didn't get 6. I got 5. Shrewsbury Town drew with Doncaster Rovers. I went for a home win. Then Wolves let me down, getting beat by Forest at home. What is... Football's weird. Then my draw. Guess what? I got the draw right. Yes! I went for Sheffield Wednesday to draw with Cardiff. I was giving it the big one last week. 0-0. Yes, please. That's the first time in a long time I've got the draw. So I got the 4 points on that, meaning 18. So this is my game week 26 predictions. Now you've heard how good, you might want to keep your ears perked up here. I've gone for wins for Bristol City, Wolves, don't fail like you did last week, lads, Blackburn, Aberdeen and Rangers. And my banker, I've gone for Wigan at home to Oxford United, who have just sacked their manager. My draw, Brentford versus Norwich. To enter your predictions, I say this every week, you just head to 7otb.com to set up your profile and your new teams, just like I have. Put your selections in. You're in for the draw to win the individual prize, the team prize, and guess what? If you get 4 weeks of 7 of the best, you win that £1 million I was talking about at the beginning of the show. get them game week selections in by 3:15 on the Saturday. Anyway, it's free to enter and you can try and play your way to £1 million. You are always 4 weeks away from that milli. Follow at 7OTB Football for the latest stats to help you decide which teams to pick. They are very good at giving a few pointers. That's the show. Well done to Matthew Letitia. I know he's a big Football Hour listener, so he'll be pleased he became number one on 7 of the best Southampton players. Thank you to you, the football friend. Thank you to everyone who subscribes to this podcast. And thank you to 7OTB for being the best football game in the land. See you next week, football friends.
You've been listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.